Welcome to our guided meditation sponsored by the Employee and Family Resource Program, known as the EFR. My name is Vivian Burgle, and I am a consultant with the EFR. I will be leading you through today's meditation. The coronavirus has millions of people on edge, so this is an opportunity for you to rest your mind and body during this difficult process. First, get yourself settled on your chair. If you feel comfortable doing so, close your eyes. If not, just have a downward, gentle gaze. And as best as you can, just be still, resting in the body and stillness, coming to rest in the present moment. Here we are. Let's accentuate the calming aspect of that too. Just feeling what it's like for the mind and body to rest here, just for a moment, a well-deserved moment. We are not trying to calm down. That's too much to ask and just sets us up for disappointment. We are just trying to experience a little island of calm, a few moments at a time, to give ourselves some needed rest. So take a moment to just rest now in the stillness of the body sitting down. Next, in this moment of stillness, see if you can just wait for the breath to rise all on its own. You don't need to take a deep breath or a special breath, or do anything at all. Just be here. Inhale, exhale. No need to control your breath. As thoughts come up, as they will, you can just say, no thanks, or quiet please, or nothing at all. Just let the attention settle back on the physical sensations of your breath, going through your nostril, down your throat, in your chest, down to your abdomen. Wherever it works for you, focus on the natural rhythm of your breath. In this meditation, as thoughts come and go, which they will, my invitation is to notice whether they are focused on the past, the present, or the future. What do you notice? Memories, for example, are focused on the past. Fears about what will happen tomorrow are focused on the future. So as thoughts arise, pay attention for just a few minutes and place a non-judgmental label on them. Is this past, present, or future? Then after the thought, we come back to something happening now. The body and stillness, the chest, rising and falling, or maybe something else, maybe something you are hearing, or something you are feeling in your body, or anything that's happening right now. Let's try to take some time to try that right now. Notice also that the present moment doesn't have to be beautiful or harmonious. The point is that we're not lurching forward to think about an uncertain and potentially dangerous future, especially at this time in our lives. So just let the mind and body rest here in the present moment. There's no stress in this moment. When the thoughts come up about the past, or the worry about the future. Notice that. Don't beat yourself up. Just come back to something that's happening now. See if you can notice your breath, how your body feels in the chair. And if a thought arises, we ask past, present, or future. And if it's the past or the future, we can let it go. And we can come back to something happening now. Maybe feeling your body leaning against the chair, your feet on the floor, the support of the chair. In fact, see if you can notice that right now. Just the weight of your body in this moment. Of course, it's not bad to plan for the future. That's totally normal. Or think about the future. That's fine. But when we're in such an anxious time as we are now, those kind of thoughts can spiral very quickly out of control. And being able to come back to the present can be an oasis of calm. Focusing on what's happening right now, whether it's the breath, feeling your body in the chair. Thinking more is not necessarily better. In fact, it's often the opposite. So anchoring in the present moment allows us to rest from that anxiety. Each time you come back to the present, you are giving your mind a little break from the stress it's under. Again, keep your goals modest. We're not trying to banish anxiety forever. That's too difficult. We're just trying to relax out of it for little bits at a time. So those little bits add up. So as we close this meditation, just recenter on the physical sensations of the body sitting in stillness, the breath coming and going, all on its own, each breath unique. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and come back to the room and congratulate yourself for taking this time to care for yourself. And thank you for joining us. Look forward to having you listen to us again. Take care. Bye-bye.